Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Keith Hooper. On America's Health Talk, we talk about your spiritual health, your financial health, and your physical health. You know, if you're spiritually healthy, it has a major impact on your finances as well as your physical health. And if you're financially healthy, it certainly helps you to be more physically healthy and spiritually in tune. And if you're physically healthy, it has a major impact on both your spiritual and financial health. And that's what we're talking about here on America's Health Talk, is those three areas. Today, we're talking about the fruits of our life. You know, here it's on Sunday. We've been away from Blog Talk for a while, but we're back on this Sunday morning. And we wanted to carry this conversation to the points of looking at the labor of our lives. You know, are we laboring in the fields where the fruit trees are at? Or are we over at the shade tree? You know, that's what we want to be talking about. We're going to be laboring in the shade. Is that a way of life that contributes little to others? Are we only laboring for ourselves, or are we laboring in the orchard? You know, tending to the trees and picking the fruit and sharing with others. These are some heady questions, and we're going to be looking at these today and exploring what this might mean to your life as well as ours. And we're going to be touching on a couple things of what are you laboring for. You know, we're talking about dreams, and yes, I said dreams. I didn't say goals. You know, dreams are what life are made of. Dreaming of that better life, dreaming of better life for our family and our loved ones, and you know, our connection with God. You know, it's Sunday morning, and we're going to be talking about God. And I think to establish that, all we have to do is look around to realize that there is a God. You know, how is it that we're here? How is it that everything around us exists? You know, there are some that think that God doesn't exist and that it all came about by accident. Well, I challenge you with the thought, and that would be that you would get in an airplane and you would fly up at a several thousand feet high and kick out some white cards, and they would float to the ground and spell out on the church lawn that God doesn't exist. And if, you know, if you're an evolutionist and you say, well, gee, all it takes is more time, that's like saying all we need to do is fly higher and then we can kick those cards out and, you know, it eventually spell out to be. I think all of us would agree that that's kind of insanity. And therefore, we'd have to come back to the point that there is a creator and there is a God. And, you know, there is a way to go about those. So we wanted to talk about that, and so today we're going to be talking about, once again, the fruits of our lives, and that is about our laboring. That is about our connection with God. It is about, you know, are we living our lives in a way that is making a difference? So we're going to be talking about that here on this Sunday morning. You know, as we look around the world today, there's a lot of people that use God's name in ways that really are not. In my opinion, and it's not a very humble opinion, but in my opinion, it's completely wrong. They're using it to justify some incredibly cruel things. But we're not going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about us, and we're going to be talking about our connection with God and our ways of living God and understanding that we can't earn our way to heaven. We can't earn our way to eternal life. That's been paid for already by Jesus Christ. And so we want to be talking about that a little bit today, and living in our lives, our lives in a way that leads others to come to understand Jesus. You know, and I think that's no better life. There'd be no better way to look back at the fruits of our lives than to say is, did we bring other people in contact with the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Because if you think about it, if you read the Bible very clearly, you can't get there by works. You can't get there by doing good deeds, and you can't get there by going and mowing the neighbor's lawn. You can't even get there by going out and picking fruit from the tree and delivering it to the needy. You can't get there that way. The only way you get there is through covered by the blood of Jesus. The price was paid. We can't work there, cannot work our way to heaven, to eternal life. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't help others to get there. Isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that what we want to do? Live our lives as an example of the Christ. And we're never going to be Christ. We're never going to live our lives to that example. But at least we can try. At least we can, you know, wake up on any given day and do that. And so that's what we were talking about, by the fruits of our lives. You know, one of the things that we look at, if you want apples, you got to have apple trees. You know, if you want shade, you got to have shade trees. And maybe in our garden here, we need to have a number of trees. You know, I like apples, but I also like cherries and peaches. You know, plums are good. So nectarines and oranges. So there's a lot of trees that could be in there. I also like the shade, okay? And I think most of us do. Most of us probably do like that shade once in a while. But let's talk about that in relationship to what we talk about here on America's Health Talk, which is spiritual, financial, and physical health, okay? What are you looking at? If you're looking at your life and you're looking at the efforts that you've made, the time that you put in, the things that you've done, how is your spiritual health? Because that's number one, is your spiritual health. Your physical and financial health are important, but they're nowhere near. Because think about it, your spiritual health is about eternity. It's about all, for all of eternity. Do you spend a little bit of time on that spiritual health? Okay, I think it's really important to do that. I think if you look around it and you see a lot of these things that we think go on in our lives that are coincidences. I love what Zig Ziglar said many years ago. You know, coincidences are God's ways of remaining anonymous. So if we look around our lives, we look around what's going on in our lives, are you cognizant of the coincidences that occur? Because they happen all the time. These coincidences, these unseen coincidences, the guiding of our steps, if you will, by God. So let's talk about that and talk about what are we doing here. Okay, the reason we're back on Blog Talk Radio, we've been gone for the better part of a year, and it is those coincidences. You know, my darling wife Sandra and I were introduced to a gift from God many years ago, and it was a nutritional supplement that really was quite interesting. It came from car comes from milk, if you can imagine. Even though there's no milk in it, there's no lactose, no fat, none of the things that we normally think of in milk, but it delivers all the goodness. And, you know, as we go back and look on the news, there's a lot of things about it. But what brought me back to the show, because that is our sponsor, that is what sponsors us and pays for us to be here, is this the company called Immunitech and this product called Immunical. But what brought me back was looking at the coincidences of how important this product is in people's lives. And it really was brought home by the fact that we have over the years collected a menagerie of cats. Most of them have special needs, and we try to nurse them back to health. But the old man of the bunch is a cat that we call Nudnik. And he's 18 years old. And about a month ago, he was not looking as though he was going on. He was passing on. He had lost a lot of weight and lost one of his teeth and, you know, one of his canines, and was, you know, getting a little, getting to that point that, you know, he was going to be gone. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to just let him go without certainly showing my care and love. And we've been giving these cats Immunical for many, many years. But it's mixed in the food and so forth. But took a little time and mixed it up in a little bit of chicken broth and started to force feed him, if you will. I mean, he's pretty easy to do that with because he's good to do that. And it's been now about 3 weeks that we've been doing that, and his appetite is back. He's putting on some weight. He's got an attitude again, But once again, it was all because of this gift from God. So as I looked at those coincidences that occurred all the years ago for Sandra and I to find out about this product, and, you know, the hand of God and the footsteps, that, you know, maybe we needed to come back and bring this this message back as a commercial. We normally won't be talking about this product throughout the show, but just touching on it as a commercial that's within the show. And we talk about all the other things, the spiritual and financial and physical health. But just wanted to come back on this Sunday and get started back here with Blog Talk Radio, which is, once again, a blessing for a lot of the world to find out about different things that are going on. But we wanted to talk about that coincidence, you know, that what a blessing that these coincidences are. And this product, Immunical, is truly a gift from God. And it's not because it's from milk. That simply happens to be one of the factors of where it comes from. But there was a book written on the doctor, the researcher that developed Immunical, Dr. Gustavo Bunos, and it was called Breakthrough in Cell Defense. And it was about Dr. Gus Bunos' life, from being born in Italy and coming through England, where he spent time with Sir Dr. Fleming, the discoverer of penicillin, coming to the U.S., not being able to stay here, going on to Canada, and a number of things to go through there. But when you come through that book and you realize that there was a sequence of greater than 20 coincidences that had to occur for him to be the doctor at the right place at the right time to come across what we know as this product, Immunical, is pretty astounding. It's, once again, if you don't believe in God, it would say just simply fly higher and throw those cards out to have it spelled out, God doesn't exist type of scenario. So it was a coincidence. And through that, the blessing that this product has been in people's lives has been, innumerable. We do a conference call every Wednesday and have for the better part of 18 years, where people come and ask questions, share their experiences of what this product has done for some very serious health concerns. And so we just thought it was important to come back with our commitment to the company of Immunitech, the product of Immunical, the legacy of Dr. Gustavo Bunos, as well as Drs. Patricia Conkshaven and Dr. Wolf Drogue and many others. And to share this with people, okay, this product, this gift, and do it via the commercials that run, which we'll only be doing, from this show forward. We'll only be committed to the commercial. We'll be talking about the other things there. So it really was about that fruit, okay, the fruit of this tree that has come to us, as we refer to it as that, as this gift. Has touched the lives of so many people. So if we look about and we look at our lives, what has this meant? Through the years, Sandra and I have touched literally thousands and thousands of people indirectly, but because of our reaching out and touching someone and telling them about the product, who told somebody about it, who told somebody about Immunical, who told somebody about Immunical, who told somebody about Immunical, who, had a great response. Everything from children that are here today, because their pregnant mother, who was, very, very ill and sick, and doctors were recommending to terminate the pregnancy, chose to try this gift from God known as Immunical, and now has a 11-year-old outstandingly healthy son that wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Immunical. Or, it was the person who was in the hospital, and the doctors had said, there's no hope, there's nothing else that can be done, we're stopping all treatment, and we're not going to let the patient go home, we're not going to let the person leave the hospital, but they won't be living here. And the wife demanded that they started tube feeding this product to her husband in the hospital. And some 2 weeks later, he had to take a wheelchair to get to the door. But once he got to the door, he was able to walk to the car and leave that hospital. And so, once again, the fruits of our lives. This is what we're talking about. This is, there's a lot of things you can do in life to make money. There's not many things you can do in life to make a difference. And so on this Sunday, we wanted to talk about that. So if you're alive, what are you doing that has an impact in people's lives? And I'm not talking about changing careers. I'm not talking about doing something full-time. I'm talking about, what are you doing in your spiritual life? What are you doing in your financial life, that talents and skills that you have that you can bring to help people have a better life? What are you doing What are the things that are you doing that will make lives better? So we want to talk a little bit about that. Why is that so important? Because we look at all around us, there's this battle going on, the spiritual battle of good and evil, the battle between God and the devil, okay? Between heaven and hell, it is going on there, and we're going to be coming back and talking about that. But as I said, we are coming back, and we're coming back for one reason, and that is because of this product called Immunical. And I want to just share a little bit with you why it's there, and yes, there is an answer.
You're listening to America's Health Talk.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger? The answer is yes. Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body? The answer is yes. And can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant? The answer is yes. And that answer is Immunical, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product. Immunical has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine. You can now order Immunical at gshdr.com. That's www.gshdr.com. You finally know the secret to good health and staying young. Go online now to order Immunical at gshdr.com.
Welcome to America's Health Talk.
And welcome back. I'm your host, Keith Hooper. It's a pleasure to be here with you on this Sunday, where we're talking about your spiritual health, financial health, and physical health. But we want to touch on a couple of other things. You know, as we live our lives, we have choices to make. You know, you have choices to make when you walk in the grocery store and the foods that you buy. You have, you know, choices to make when you pull into a gas station as to which gas station you go to and what grade of gas you buy. You also have that in everything else, you know, what restaurants you frequent, what stores you frequent. And, I find it interesting that people want to impose their religious beliefs on other people. And what I mean by that is a customer believes that they have the right to impose their religious beliefs upon a store owner. And I think that isn't true. If a store owner has certain religious beliefs that they hold to, they should be able to, you know, live up to that, whether it's Hobby Lobby or it's the local cake shop. As we all know, some of the cake shops have had a lot of problems here with some issues that have gone on, or maybe it's a restaurant or a clothing store or whatever it happens to be, that they should be able to have that choice. And the reason that is the economy will determine that. Their economy and the way that they run their business. If they're successful and living in within their spiritual and religious beliefs, it's great for them. But to prosper and give away your soul because you gave up your religious beliefs. Think about it. Okay, if you have strong held religious beliefs, and because of the economic impact imposed by a community, a city, a state, a federal government, causes you to violate those, what are you talking about doing? You're talking about, you know, subjugating your immortal soul, all of eternity. And I think that's something that no government should do. No federal, no state, no local, no city, no county should do that. It should be entirely up to the business owner. You know, we have here in town where I live a great little restaurant that's run by a sect that is very religious, and they do great job. But guess what? You're not going to get anything to eat there on a Sunday, okay? You're not going to get anything to eat there on a Sunday because they're not open, okay, on Sundays. But it's the same thing with the cake store that doesn't want to make that cake for that religious, because of religious beliefs, for somebody's wedding that they're opposed to, okay? And I think that's just exactly the same thing, just as it is with all of that. So once again, it's important that we live our lives in a way to do what? To share the good news of Jesus Christ. So if we're saying that we're religious, we're saying that we have religious beliefs, but we don't live up to them because of financial burden is put onto us by the state or the county or the federal government. Okay, are we really there? What are we talking about doing? What are we really risking? Okay, by doing so. Okay, because we can't earn our way to all of eternity life. We can only do that through the blood of Jesus Christ. But we have to do that. We have to accept it. And there's some rules that go with that. I always talk about the Bible, and you look at the Bible, and it really is an operator's manual for our lives. You know, and spend some time there. Spend some time in the Bible. Spend some time in the Word, and have it speak to you. I'm a firm believer that the Word of God cannot be corrupted by man, cannot be corrupted by the devil. So if you pick up the Bible and you read it yourself, it will speak to you, and it will speak to your heart. It isn't the words on the page that are going to speak to you. Okay, try it and see for yourself. I think you'll find that that tree will be very very refreshing in your life, whether you need an apple or a cherry, or maybe you just need some shade. You can find it by simply picking up the Word and spend a few minutes there with that book on a daily basis if you can. There's a number of ways to do that. You know, if you're a new believer just coming to it, you can go to the internet and type in the Bible, and you can get some daily quotes that'll come to you. They'll share some information with you as well. So, but we want to talk about that. We're going to be talking on these shows going forward. We're almost done with today's show already. We're going to be talking once again, as we did in the past, about financial as well as physical health, and the importance of having your own business, and you know, some tools and some tricks of the trade, if you will, to build a business, whether it's a network marketing business, a downtown hair salon, or you know, a clothing store, restaurant. There's a number of things that we have experienced over the years that are transferable. Those skill sets are transferable. You know, good service is something that never goes out of style. Okay. So if you have a business, you never get, you know, good service is something that's always there. Showing appreciation to the customer as well, genuine appreciation is always there. And in the network marketing arena, those customers are your business partners in some instances that will join you in the business, and taking that and going through that arena. So we wanted to just touch on this first show as we're coming back here to Blog Talk. We do appreciate all that they make available to people like ourselves and information. Hopefully there will be something there good for you as well. But I want to close with the point of the tree, that the efforts that you're doing. You know, what are you harvesting? What is the fruit of your life? Okay, your life's efforts, what is it created? Is it creating something that you're proud of? Is it something that's just providing shade for you and nourishment just for you, but not for others? Okay, what are the skill sets and talents that God gave you? Are you living up to them? Are you using them? Are you using them to your the best that they can be done with? Okay, those are the things that you want to be talking about. Those are the things that you want to be using as you're going into these last, as some of us believe, the last days here. But look around. You don't have to be worried about what's going on around us. Okay. Just be covered by the blood of Jesus, and stay in the Word, and everything is fine. Okay, everything is fine, and we want to do that. So we're going to be coming on these shows. We're going to be doing a Wednesday show and a Sunday show, and we'll be sharing once again going after today. We're going to be talking more in the physical and financial health as well, but it'll be centered around spiritual health. That is what we believe is the most important. Because to gain all the world and give up your soul is not a very good trade. So we want to thank all of you for taking the time to be with us here on this first show that we're coming back to Blog Talk Radio. We want to express our appreciation to them for welcoming us back, and we look forward to talking to you and sharing some thoughts with you again next Sunday. Have a great day, everybody.
You're listening to America's Health Talk.